Out of Route Wednesdays. We're running the back roads and slipping the scale with your conversation navigator, KC Phillips.
Hey, welcome back into Road Dog Live. KC Phillips hanging out, and look who I found. All of a sudden, Tim Norlin of Rail Transport is in with us. Tim, welcome in, buddy. How's
it
going?
It's amazing what you find in the back alleys of Nashville, isn't it?
That's right. You finally put down the bottle, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, he's not drinking.
That's right.
He's here to have a little fun with us today. Hey, it's Out of Route Wednesdays. I didn't know if you knew that on Wednesdays, we get off the beaten path a little bit. We talk about other things. We don't talk about regs. We don't talk about rules.
I like that.
Yeah. Do you think that, and I don't know, you're from Wisconsin, right?
Right.
So we're talking about epic snowball fights today
and
some of those that you used to have as a kid. Now, I don't know about you, but I still will try to make a good snowball, and I'll pelt my family with it.
Sure.
If it's there and the opportunity exists, I will use it. So we're talking about snowball fights. I was thinking about some of the best battlefields to wage a snowball war on.
Oh, yeah.
And a truck parking lot, I think, would be a wonderful place.
Oh, that
place
would be
to do
epic,
it.
Wouldn't it?
At Rail, think do you think that. You could set something like that up to where you could get all the drivers out and at one of your yards have a big snowball fight?
That
I think it would be cool.
Excellent, excellent idea. We would have to screen the snow to make sure there were no rocks or chunks of ice or anything like that.
Yeah,
in it.
No metal.
You know, I'm thinking back to my days as a kid, and you know, you always tried to make those slushy ice balls, the ones that didn't fall apart when they hit you, left a welt, maybe a black eye.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about the gravel balls.
Yes.
I know that some of the fleets I used to call on whenever I was in truck sales, they would have these vehicles that had big magnets that were on the front bumpers, and they'd drive the yard. And they'd be picking up screws, picking up nuts, and all the different things that could pop a tire, right?
Right, right.
So if you're having one of these snowball fights, you got to make sure there's no screws, no shards of metal.
Yeah.
Unless you just didn't like the people you're having the snowball
fight with. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe a large grassy area would be best.
Yes.
Then the only thing you have to worry about is the leftovers from your pet. So.
That's funny you say it, because I was telling the story earlier. My brother, he was 3 years older than me, and he took snowballs to a new level, and he would make them out of yellow snow just to throw them at me.
Well, I was thinking more brown snow.
Well, I gotcha. A little Hershey Kiss in there for you.
Yeah. Yeah, weapons of mass destruction right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, as a kid, did you have big snowball fights?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I grew up in Iowa, Northeast Iowa, almost Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing to do during recess. Of course, we had all the forts built and divided into teams, and you know, it was like capture the flag, but instead of with pellet guns or paintball, it was with snowballs.
Now, we've done that too.
Yeah.
BB gun fights.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm lucky I still have both my eyes.
That was always a good time, though.
Yes.
You know what?
Yeah.
I have done paintball a couple of times and really love that. I don't know what it is, and I was going to talk this hour about the psychology of warfare. There is a psychology behind it. So as kids, we all played war.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably did as much to either drive us to be more adversarial or less adversarial. You know, we either found that we loved that activity or we really didn't like it. And I guess it has to do with if you're winning or losing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I've been on both ends on the paintball side. And the losing side, it hurts.
It does hurt.
Yeah.
You ever been hit in the head with a paintball?
Not in the head, no.
I've
been hit in other sensitive areas. Yes.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Well, man, what brings you to town? You doing some work down here?
Yeah, we were down here visiting with our advertising agency and setting up 2018 plans. You know, there's a lot that goes into recruitment, marketing, and things.
Oh, sure.
So we spent the day with them, and I always like to take a opportunity when I'm in town to stop by and say hello to you.
I'm glad that you did, and you're always welcome. I know 2017 saw a lot of big changes for you personally.
Absolutely.
You moved over to the Red team, and I think it's a wonderful move, and we're really glad to have you. And so talk a little bit about, just for anybody who's new to the program, who Rail is and what it is you do and what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Well, if you haven't heard of Rail Transport, I don't know where you've been, but we've been around for many, many years, and you know, Rail has always been known as a great place to start a career in truck driving, and that's really our claim to fame. But we've got, in fact, we just got demographics out. Over 50% of our drivers have been with us for a year or more, and 25% of our drivers have been with us 5 years or more. We've got 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, a 5 million mile driver, which is just unheard of. But about a 2,000 truck carrier. We have a dry van fleet, a refrigerated fleet, a flatbed fleet, and then a very small, what we call, curtain side fleet. So
nice.
Yes. So a lot of opportunities there. And, you know, as the economy goes, or as the freight market goes, so goes the economy. And, if consumers aren't buying things that go in dry van, maybe somebody's building something. So we've got flatbed to fall back on, or we always have refrigerator that we're moving food products, et cetera. So it gives us a lot of opportunities. Right now, things are just going gangbusters all sides. Crazy good right now.
Well, I heard some of the statistics coming out of Black Friday, and Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the billions and billions of dollars that are being spent right now. And so, all that stuff moved on truck, and it's a very exciting time. You hear about what 2018 is supposed to be, and it looks like it's going to be a wonderful time for the industry.
You know, if everything holds together and we don't have a major hiccup, and, you know, major hiccup could happen at any time, but the way it looks right now, 2018 is going to be fantastic for the trucking industry and for drivers especially.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see some major boosts in driver compensation as carriers struggle to find good qualified drivers. And, that's something we're certainly focused on. It's why we're offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus right now.
Yeah.
Trying to get ahead of the curve and get some good drivers on board with us before things get really crazy.
You know, we've had some folks talking about that. December 18th of this year, obviously, is a big day in the industry, and you have the ELD compliance that is going to maybe have some pretty drastic impacts on driver capacity and truckload and less than truckload capacity. What are you guys doing to prepare for that? Do you have any idea of what's going to happen just yet industry wide, and are preparing for any change in capacity?
Well, here's the thing: most of the larger carriers like ourselves saw it coming, got out ahead of it several years ago, and adopted e-logs, and then we perfected managing that process, understanding how it was going to affect our drivers' productivity, and have changed our models to adjust for that. For the carriers that are waiting until December 18th, they're going to be so far behind the curve, it's going to be a real shock to them. Carriers like ourselves, we're already into it. We know how to operate in the e-log environment. And quite frankly, what we're trying to do right now, because we foresee it, is there's going to be a need for even more capacity. So we're trying to get drivers on board right now so that we can meet our customers' demands coming up after the 18th.
Sure. Hanging out with Tim Norland. He's with Rail Transport, and just stopping into the Music City.
Yes,
hanging out in the honky-tonks just a little bit.
There you go.
And when it comes to the conversation that we had yesterday on the show, we were discussing the impacts of ELDs. And to take that one step further, we discussed the changes for companies who were going from paper logs to ELDs, and if that was going to signal a change in how dispatch treated those drivers. If ELDs are a safety tool, which the large majority of the listeners think that it is just a management tool and a time management tool for carriers, and that's the conversation we had yesterday. How do your dispatchers, and you may not be able to even address it, but how would you say your dispatchers are treating the drivers with ELDs? Is there a micromanagement thing going on in the carrier operations departments?
here's the thing with us. With our drivers, there's really four pillars that we stand on. Number one is see me. Know who I am as a driver. Understand me. Meet my personal needs. Meet my practical needs. And respect my time. And that's where that all comes in. Drivers need to make a living and pay their bills. Just because E-Logs came along didn't give us an excuse to drop the ball. What E-Logs have done, they've taken all the slack out of the rope that drivers had. You know, you're going to be running a couple hours late. No bother. Go off duty, and you can't do that. And E-Logs, once that clock starts, there's no stopping it. It's all electronic. It's all right there. So our people, it's not a time management tool, but we have to use it for that because we understand our drivers have to make a living. We have to deal with our customers. And instead of a customer saying, we want that load that you picked up today, next Wednesday, and it's a 500-mile load, we can't let a driver sit on that.
Sure.
You know? So what we're using it as is a way to educate and almost retrain our customers' way of thinking, get faster at accepting us, unloading our trailers, and getting us moving. I think you're going to see carriers really push customers to speed up their delivery times, either go to a first-come, first-serve system where in, out, in, out, you know, there's
great
no,
yeah.
And sorry for snapping my fingers, but
sorry, I do it all the time.
but, you know, it's all about the driver, and the customers have to realize that the drivers are limited in what they can do a day, and now it's all going to be electronic. There is no fudge factor, period.
That's right.
And that's the big thing.
There is a fear out there, though, Tim, and it is that if there is a change from paper to ELD within a company, that it's going to be because you lose some, I guess, of that fudge factor that you talk about. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people want to be able to maintain, and change is always going to be hard. I think that the way that a carrier does react to the change, and as long as they don't become very overbearing and so micromanaging and calling guys who may have an hour and a half left on their 11 hours, say, hey, you have to do this because I know that you, that it really, I think, removes an element of professional courtesy. Mm-hmm. And all carriers need to maintain a level of professional courtesy with their drivers.
Right.
The tool should not change that at all, because it is just a tool.
Look, at the end of the day, it's about relationships. It's about a relationship between a driver and a fleet manager, and the fleet manager understanding what that driver needs. Mm-hmm. And how can we facilitate? I mean, let's face it, we're in the business of moving freight. That's
sure.
How we pay our drivers. So we all have to work together and meet everybody's needs, personal and practical needs. So that's that relationship building you've got to understand. And yes, fleet managers can coach, just like my boss can coach me. And hey, you just need a little bit more, a little mm-hmm, bit more, mm-hmm. A football coach, a little bit more, a little bit more. That's their job. So don't get bent out of shape for that. They're trying to help you, but they're trying to help themselves and the company as well. But it's understanding the needs, the personal and the practical needs of the driver. That's what it comes down to. You know, I've been doing this a long time with some big carriers, and when ELDs came along, yeah, their drivers went kicking and screaming when we put them on it, but mm-hmm. it didn't take very long for the drivers to come back and go, wow, I love this. I don't have to worry about keeping my logbook up to date. When I cross a scale, I know everything's current.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the logging violations go out the window mm-hmm. when that happens. It does cause the driver to have to be better at managing their time as well, and realize that, geez, that is my favorite truck stop, and I'd love to stop and spend 2 hours there, but my clock's running. I got to keep going down the road.
I heard there's
going to
be a big snowball fight there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. but you're going to have to keep moving.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I think the carriers and drivers that have moved to E-Logs did see a drop-off initially of productivity, mm-hmm. but that's all come back because they've all figured out how to work within the E-Log system and make it work for them and not let it affect driver pay.
Gotcha. Tim Norlin, as always, great to have you, buddy. We're going to start moving out of the way for a break, but tell me just quickly, How or where are you looking for help right now, and how can folks find you?
Absolutely. We've got a number of dedicated opportunities right now. If you're in the upper Great Lakes area, and I'm talking Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, we have a number of dedicated opportunities in those markets, Missouri as well. We hire nationwide right now. And it's very easy to reach us. Go to rail.jobs. It's roehl.jobs. And one of our employment specialists would be happy to work with you.
And we can give your personal cell phone number out too.
Absolutely. Yes. As soon as you give yours out, I'll give mine out.
Touche. Yeah. That is Tim Norland. He's with Rail Transport. Special thanks for him coming by. We do have to jump out of the way for a quick timeout.